the best ways of integrating a new addition into a life that is already nearly at capacity. I searched for this sort of book when I was pregnant, a book that I could connect with, that spoke to me as a working mother in her late 30s, and I didn't find anything that quite hit the mark. So I've had a go at writing one. The question. Let me share a bit of my backstory. So Charlie, my husband, and I got married on the 31st of December 2015, and 4 minutes after the ceremony, Auntie Marion led the charge with, "So are you going to start trying straight away?" Bless Auntie Marion, but I'm sure most of you, having been there yourselves, will share my irritation, to put it mildly. In the weeks that followed, the same question was fired at me at least once daily, mainly by journalists, who usually followed up with, "Are you worried you've left it too late?" I always gave a breezy answer, but in reality, I was going through life in a state of low-level irritation, which was mostly fueled by unhelpful headlines in the papers like these. Female fertility clock starts ticking at 27. Fertility woes over 30. Fertility rate falls off cliff at 35. I wasn't paranoid, but I had become increasingly curious about the impact of age on our fertility. I trawled the internet, but comprehensive information on the subject was really hard to find. I wanted to challenge these ageist headlines, see for myself how closely related age and fertility are, and I wanted to meet others who were about to embark on parenthood a bit later in life so that we could compare notes.
There's definitely a generation gap with being an older mum. My mum was in her early 20s when she had me, and our experiences are totally different because of that. From how our bodies are to our jobs. I don't feel like I have a touchstone. We really are winging it. Jenny.
Television is flooded with documentaries on various health topics, such as how much we drink, how much red meat we eat, insomnia, dementia, and how to stay young. But there is little airtime given to arguably the most important of all, fertility and creating life. I pitched my idea to the BBC, and 9 months later, my documentary Fertility and Me was broadcast. It started a well overdue conversation about a subject that, for some bizarre reason, is still taboo. It also highlighted the fact that there are tons of couples like you and me who are starting families in their 30s and 40s for all sorts of reasons. Joining the parenting club in our 30s and beyond means that we are spinning an extraordinary number of plates, often including a career that is at its peak. As a result, we are the first generation where our parenting roles aren't defined by gender. We are the first ones to mix it up and truly share the responsibility and joy of having a child. Today, more than ever, both men and women are having conversations with their employers about flexible hours in the constant search for work-family-life balance, helped by the introduction in the UK of shared parental leave in April 2015. Most of us co-parent or fly solo in the true sense of the word, relying solely on each other and or friends when, more often than not, extended family are too far away to help on a regular basis. Our parents could look to their parents for guidance, but this situation is new, modern, and unique. We can only look to our peers for guidance, support, and empathy, which is why I wanted to include as many voices as possible in this book. Thanks to everyone who shared their stories with me. They made me laugh, cry, and often made me challenge my own parenting skills. We're rewriting the rule book and winging it, but we are winging it together.
I feel it's important women should be open and honest about childbirth and motherhood with zero judgment. Sadie. I do think being a slightly older first-time mum throws challenges out there for you, but you know what? Bring it on. Giving birth isn't a walk in the park, so it doesn't mean being a parent will be either, but it's still the best job in the world. Naomi.
The top five most annoying things you might hear when starting out and must just ignore. Number one, have you started trying yet? Number two, don't you think you're a bit old? Number three, the clock's ticking, you know. Number four, are you worried that you don't have enough energy to be a parent now? Number five, you career folk always leaving it to the last minute. Pregnant, but not past it. I don't feel old, yet what was it that was written on my maternity notes? Oh yes, those delightful